This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Hey everybody, I'm Zach.
And I'm Jesse.
You're watching Tessa Time News.
Episode 547
on Now You Know. So Elon reposted XAI's post introducing Grok 4.1, a frontier model that sets a new standard for conversational intelligence, emotional understanding, and real-world helpfulness. Grok 4.1 is available for free on grok.com and our mobile apps.
And Elon says Grok 4.1 holds both first and second place on LM Arena.
And before we proceed, I just want to say, if you're not using Grok, you're really missing out.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, do you remember back in the early days of Netflix?
Like when you'd send in the DVD?
Like way back, yeah.
With the red envelopes?
I feel like everyone, of course, knows what Netflix is today. But mm-hmm. I seem to recall that we were on, like, we would say this to other people. We'd be like, hey, I just watched The Shield last night. And they'd be like, how'd you do that?
Right.
And we'd be like, Netflix. And like, what's Netflix?
And it'd be like, oh, and then I'd explain it to them. And it would go right over their head. And they would be like, oh, okay, well, that's weird. The mail. And then even when we got streaming, it was like, well, how do you stream? And we were like, oh, and do you remember? It was not easy. There were no smart TVs back
That's
when
right. streaming first started. How did we do
it? I think some like DVD players, or I think we ran it on the Xbox a lot.
Oh, right.
Isn't that weird?
That is so weird how I've forgotten all of that.
And this is the same thing here. If you're like, I want to use Grok, I hear people talk about it, just go to grok.com and you can use it for free. You can basically, you can sign up, create an account, and you can use it for free. You can pay to have the premium features.
Also, you can use it in Teslas.
Just try it. You can just try it. I think that trying it is probably the first and most important step. So that way you understand what everyone's talking about.
And Elon said, Grok 4.1 just released. You should notice a significant increase in speed and quality.
And Heiner, who works at XAI, said, it's another good model, sir, but will pale in comparison to what's yet to come.
Elon said, true. Yeah, because when Grok 5 comes out.
And I just also want to point out that this is not the Grok voice model.
Right.
If you've been using Grok voice for a while, you know that it is significantly dumber than Grok 4.
Right. It's just based on speed. It's not as good. If you need a real answer, go to Grok 4, like expert.
And type it in. Right. The voice model, I think, is still using Grok 3.
Yeah. And it's just more just conversational, keep you company.
Just to keep it quick.
It's often wrong first time.
Yes.
So two Tesla Robotaxi validation vehicles apparently were spotted in Enola, Pennsylvania. I know most of us don't know our Pennsylvania that well. That's near Hershey, Pennsylvania, about 2 hours west of Philadelphia. It's right next to the Capitol, Harrisburg.
Hmm. What does this even mean? I mean, they're hours away from Philly and Baltimore.
Here's my guess. It's just a complete conjecture. Hey, yeah, conjecture time. If you're trying to convince the legislature of Pennsylvania, you know, the leaders, the regulators, maybe you want to have the cars operating in the Capitol. Because I don't know if you guys understand how capitals work, but we live in Boston, and Boston has people from all over Massachusetts come to be working in the state house. It's not their home, right? So they need to take cabs all the time or Ubers. And so maybe in Harrisburg, it's the same thing where a lot of people from all around the state need to get back to where they're going. They have to take cabs and drive around the city. So maybe they're going to experience Robotaxi when they upload it there. And then they'll be able to say like, oh, I know what it is. And since I'm a regulator for that, I'm going to allow it.
I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
I also feel like this is the most significantly far north that we've ever seen.
They get snow.
So, I mean, could this mean the Robotaxi will operate in the snow? Or do you think it's only a summertime kind of trip?
I don't know. Let us know what you think below.
Thanks to Birch for sponsoring this episode.
Birch makes fiberglass-free mattresses and sleep products crafted with natural and organic materials.
We each sleep on Birch mattresses, and it's made a big difference for sleep.
The support I feel sleeping on my Birch has helped my longtime back problems. I've talked about this before. Firm support feels great, no sinking like on other mattresses, which means waking up less throughout the night and feeling less back pain during my day.
The plush version adds a soft latex topper if you want a little more cushion like me. We both like that Birch has excellent temperature regulation, which makes it more comfortable.
Each Birch mattress is made with premium natural and organic materials to support temperature regulation. Naturally hygroscopic wool and natural latex allows for increased airflow to keep you cool and comfortable.
100% GTOS certified organic cotton, New Zealand wool, and natural talalay latex. No polyurethane foams, fiberglass, or harsh chemicals.
We feel good about Birch knowing that they're committed to being better for the planet.
With your Birch mattress, you get a 100-night sleep trial so you can make sure that you love it.
The best part about all this is that Birch delivers your mattress right to your door for free within the U.S.
We really like how simple the process is. We've done it a bunch of times. Instead of having to go to a store, I was able to look online, choose which Birch mattress best suited me.
My Birch was shipped right to my door, rolled up in a box, and it was super easy to set up.
They also offer in-home setup and removal to make your buying experience as convenient as possible.
So find out for yourself with the right Birch for you, the original well-loved Birch natural mattress, or the upgraded Birch Luxe natural mattress. Plus, there's even an option for your little ones, the Birch Kids natural mattress.
Visit birchliving.com/NYK for 27% off your Birch mattress during their Black Friday sale. All right, so there's 34 million cars on the roads in the UK, and as of today, there are over 1.7 million EVs on UK roads. That's 5%.
But get this, EV sales in the UK have overtaken diesel car sales this year for the first time. So far in 2025, over 386,000 new EVs have been sold, which is 22.4% market share. Now, just last year at this time, UK's EV market share was just 10%, and diesel's market share was 19%. So in 1 year, that has all changed.
And the number one selling EV in Britain so far this year? The Tesla Model 3.
Which is hard for most people to hear about because Tesla doesn't release monthly data. Mm. So you have to go like country by country and try and find the data and parse it. So most news outlets don't want to do the work. They just want to wait and get a press release and then they never talk about this. So the Tesla holiday update. I feel like it used to be a bigger deal in the early Tesla days.
Oh yes, I remember back in the year 2016. We would gather around our internet routers and do a little dance, praying to the Tesla gods that our holiday update would be full of merry and wonderment, like a new game or feature.
Remember when we got car farts?
Oh, yes, those were the days.
So, what are you wishing for this year in your Tesla holiday update? Because it will probably be released soon.
It would be great if Grok got an update to have real integration with the car.
What do you mean?
Right now, it's just sort of as if I had my phone taped to the dashboard and I'm talking to Grok. And it's like, cool,
but
having a conversation with Grok.
Integration?
Well, if I could say like, route me to the nearest supercharger.
Oh, I see. Or,
which I know I can tell the car to do. But like, if I could say like, I want to go on a special trip. And then Grok could be like, oh, that sounds great. I will find all the historical sites between here and Cleveland. And then I will, plot that out and I'll write a little itinerary and do X, Y, and Z. I'll email it to you. I'll do whatever, you know, but integrate it with the car. And then I'll turn down the temperature when you're going to sleep, when you're camping, or I'll do this or I'll do that. It doesn't control anything in the car right now, which I get, you know.
Yeah, it's first release.
You don't want the car to be like, I'm afraid I can't do that, Dave.
I mean, I know that there are a lot of games in there already, but honestly, that's kind of what I look forward to in the holiday update is like some more games. So that's what I'm going to be wishing for this year.
What are you wishing for? Share your holiday wishes in the comments. And maybe if you're good little Tesla drivers, Papa Elon will make your wishes come true.
What do you think we'll be getting in the update this year? Let us know down below. Yeah, and let us know, even if it's not what you want, let us know what you think we'll be getting in the update this year. Let us know down below. All right, it's time for our Patreon bonus stories. On our Patreon today, don't forget to enter for your chance to win. Oh, that's right. We didn't tell you what you're winning in the ninth giveaway.
We
did show you the box. But let's just tell you what's in the box.
It is a 1 to 18 scale of a Tesla Model 3 in ultra red with functional doors and steering wheel. It's a real beauty.
Of course, we've also got your Patreon bonus stories just for our lovely patrons.
Along with Investor Club bonus stories for our wonderful Investor Club members.
So we'll see you over on Patreon, you wonderful patrons. All right, back from Patreon bonus stories. It's always fun to do that just for our patrons. We can kind of just let our hair down a little bit. And now it's time for the Patreon shout outs. These are the people that make this show possible. Who do we got today?
We've got Albert Privet,
Keith Carlson,
Nick Durst,
Somi Chuhan,
and Weelong Yu. Thank you so much for supporting us. We can't do this show without you.
All right, it's time for Elon's X's of the week. Yuntao Sai, who works at Tesla, said,
"This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
Big news! Wayfair's Black Friday sale is here! Right now, get up to 80% off everything you need for the season ahead. Save on kitchen and dining, bedroom furniture and mattresses, seasonal decor, and way more. All at Wayfair. These are Wayfair's best deals of the year. From seasonal finds to favorites you'll use all year long. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping with delivery in time for the holidays. Save up to 80% off during Wayfair's Black Friday sale. Now at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
A decade ago, you could actually walk in the Tenderloin District to enjoy one of the most famous pho called Turtle Tower. It was not the most pleasant walk, but doable. Did not realize it would become an urban myth today.
And Elon said, time to fix the situation.
Elon said, looks like we can bring power consumption down closer to 250 watts. What he's talking about here is the AI5 chip, which is a big deal for Optimus. And if you look at this chart here, by the way, that's a whole lot less wattage than the NVIDIA chip. He said, important to note that AI5 is a specialized inference chip for the Tesla AI software. That said, it will perform for our purposes much better than anything else available. To borrow Jensen's phrase, we wouldn't use any other chip in our cars and robots even if they were free. Nick Cruz Patain says this is what Elon Musk has been up to every Saturday.
And Elon says, yep, just wrapping up the AI5 Saturday chip design review a few hours ago. We're starting to do some work on AI6 too. Michael Dell and I happened to be meeting just beforehand, so I invited him to join. Hopefully he found it interesting. By the way, AI5 will not be available in sufficient volume to switch over Tesla production lines until mid-2027, as we need several hundred thousand completed AI5 boards line side.
Yeah, so if you think that your AI4 car is going to be obsolete, it's going to be a while.
At least 2 years. Well, year and a half, because it's almost 2026. That's crazy to say.
Mark Fetterschmidt, he works at SpaceX, says, I try to always remember I will never work anywhere else that I take a hovercraft to work. Also, I helped build the largest launch vehicle ever, which is really cool.
And then Elon, big fan of Monty Python, posted this.
My hovercraft is full of eels.
And he said, hovercraft are essential. I think they need a pet eel in their hovercraft. I think that would be
maybe that's what they should call
really
it.
Funny.
Elon said no foreign policy actions can save a civilization if its population keeps dropping. Population collapse of Romans over time is what caused Rome to fall. The Romans worried about this, but they failed to stop it. And then there was like 2 days of talking about Rome and how Elon was wrong, but no, Elon's right. I don't know if they've come to a consensus yet, but
it's almost like there's even more factors than that. But like
it was a big factor.
It's probably a big factor. I mean,
physics and history is talking about what I talk about a lot, which is what happened to string theory.
And Elon says, wake me up when they have a testable hypothesis.
And I think I said 10 years ago in the show that string theory was not real. No. I think I've been proven right. 10 years, you have not come up with a testable hypothesis.
Right. And now that you can't watch Nova anymore, or at least I've never watched Nova in the last 10 years. Talking about string theory, like the strings are vibrating and I don't care anymore.
They went in the wrong direction. Elon said XAI is going to eliminate vibe coding and make it just coding. Then it will make any app you describe and it will actually be good and work well.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this today on Patreon. Earn My Freedom posted, Elon, do you even sleep? If yes, how many hours?
Elon says sometimes on Thursday for a few hours. I think that was a joke.
for people who are worried, unless he is truly a robot.
Elon says America has a major shortage of people who can do challenging physical work or who even wish to train to do so. Yeah, and this is in response to like Ford, who said they're having trouble finding trained mechanics.
Mm.
David Freeberg says the only reason I drive my Tesla manually is to text and email. FSD won't let me.
And Elon says, yeah, this is actually a safety issue. We need to allow people to text and drive while on autopilot rather than turn off autopilot to do so. Or you could say, hey, don't do that.
Brian says, I grew up on the old PBS from Civilization, The Ascent of Man, Cosmos, Connections, and Monty Python. This helped build me. It no longer exists, just as the old BBC that helped produce most of this no longer exists. We are much poorer because of it.
Elon said it became terminally infected with far-left ideology.
Isn't that sad? Because it's true. I grew up with all that stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Elon says few things are as disturbing as finally understanding the mind state of someone who does terrible things to their fellow human beings. That is a very powerful statement.
Mm.
Elon says, become multiplanetary or die. That is the choice we face. We got it, Elon. We're on your side. Unusual Whale says, breaking, Lawrence Summers, former U.S. Treasury Secretary under Bill Clinton, said he would step back from public commitments after documents showed he asked Jeffrey Epstein for advice on pursuing an extramarital relationship with a female mentee, per Financial Times.
And Callum May says he is currently on the OpenAI board, by the way.
Elon said, figures. All right, it's time for community mail time.
Community mail time.
What do we got today? Are we going to do some Tesla guesser?
We've got some Tesla guesser.
Where in the world is this Tesla?
That is where you guys send us in some pictures of some Teslas or EVs in the world, and we've got to guess where they are.
I have a horrible record, but I still like playing.
All right, so this one is pretty much just a license plate play.
That's cool.
But look at that license plate.
That is awesome.
So thank you, Andre, for sending that in. And we will tell you where this is, along with all the rest, at the end of the show.
Okay. Next one.
Nicholas sent these in. Zach, you might be able to get these. These are in the same place. We're just looking for the
city in the country. Why would I be? I don't live where there's palm trees.
You've been there before.
Oh, I've been there before.
That's a big hint.
Oh.
Although you've been to a lot of places.
Yeah. I'm coming up blank. Okay. What's this one?
Dave got a ride from this electric Toyota van from what international airport? You have to answer that in the form of a question. So this is Jeopardy rules here. Little hint with the lava there. Okay.
Oh.
Picking it up from the airport with the lava shuttle.
Oh, I think I might know. Next one.
Ralph sent this in. His car next to a Cybertruck.
Nice.
Tough one. Real tough one. I got to be honest.
Was it recent? Can we go by the leaves on the trees?
Fairly recent. Okay. Yeah, I would say within a month.
Okay.
So
next one.
So these next two are in the same country and taken by Mo. I'm going to say full point for the country for both. Extra points if you can guess exactly where. And these are in slightly different places. So you have a chance for more points here. And here's the second one.
The ID buzz. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Wow. That's... Okay, let's go to Supercharger reviews and then we'll come back and give you the answers.
All right.
All right, let's see what we got for Superchargers.
Hi, Zach and Jesse. This is Scott reporting in from the new Tesla Superchargers in Fort Wayne, Indiana at Illinois Road. 12 version 3 Superchargers in the parking lot of a Meijer supermarket. Meijer is open until 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. If you go in that door just to the left of the pharmacy drive up, you will find the bathrooms right there. I'm going to give this one a rating of 6 due to the limited amenities and the limited hours. Now you know.
Hey, Zach and Jesse. I'm here in Alvarado Hills, California. We got a new 12-stall supercharger station going in. It's in a nice shopping center area, food and stuff to eat, places to use the restroom. You can get your pet supplies, go to the bank, get a medical checkup, your nails done. There's some coffee down the road. Pizza, other various food and vendors. It is definitely a nice area. We hope to be charging soon here in Eldorado Hills. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for doing Supercharger reviews. We've got a map on our website where you can check them all out if Cloudflare is working. it'll come back, I hope. And basically, you can upload your own Supercharger reviews like you just saw, and people can find them on a map.
Nice. All right, let's go back to the first one, the red Tesla. Where's that?
That is in Slovakia.
Nice. All right, how about this one? You said I've been there before. I'm going to guess Miami.
Marbella, Spain.
Oh, did not see that one. Okay.
Well, they don't have a lot of, what is that, an Opel or a Renault in...
That's true. I should have looked carefully.
Not too many French cars in Miami.
Good point. Good point. Got to look more carefully. All right. That's probably why I don't do well. All right. So let's go to the airport one. Okay. I think I got it. You said lava, volcanoes, Hawaii.
Ooh. Different volcanic island, Iceland.
Oh. Yes. All right. The Cybertruck?
This one was tricky. This is in Virginia, USA. So if you got the state right, you get 2 points.
All right. How about these two?
So the first one is in Sintra, Portugal.
Interesting. How about the next one, the ID Buzz?
That is in Lisbon, Portugal.
Not going to get that.
Thank you so much for joining us for Tesla Time News and also for Tesla Guesser.
Didn't get enough today? Well, then head on over to our Patreon. Help support the work we do for as little as a buck a month.
Yeah, that way you can enter for your chance to win the Tesla Model 3 diecast model in our 9th giveaway.
And get all of our Patreon bonus stories.
Yeah, this is going to be a great gift for someone.
Or yourself.
Put that under the tree. I think.
Or don't.
I
keep
think
it for
we'll
yourself.
Get that out before Christmas. So
definitely.
Probably your last one before Christmas. So if you were.
We'll probably squeeze another one in.
You think
Christmas.
One more?
I
all right. So. We'll do like an emergency one.
Yeah.
But don't count on it, especially if you live somewhere far away. So head on over to Patreon and help support us and maybe get yourself a car.
And we'll see you guys on Thursday, everyone. Now you know.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.